When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Like, I still listen to, like, fucking trap shit.
Y'all
sometimes.
Listen to that wet leg I sent y'all? Wet
leg. Yeah, that's why I say he'd be listening to fucking weird shit.
Dave Grohl said there's a future.
And, you know, that new Dave Grohl song is not bad. Our Foo Fighters song.
Yeah.
We'll go on.
The metal thing.
I heard it. Chili Peppers dropped a new one yesterday.
Really? I had to check it out. The fucking Foo Fighters dropped a death metal tune. And they're going on tour with fucking Slipknot.
Who is?
The Foo Fighters.
Oh, that's a weird tour.
Dad Rock went death metal, dude.
Hear that.
I mean, that's
can what, we take a step back and, like, where the hell did that genre even come from?
That's what Dave Grohl fucking pinned it on himself.
I kicked the hell out of Hot Ones.
He said, we're not cool. Foo Fighters aren't cool. We're dad rock.
Dude, Dave Grohl's like one of the coolest celebrities there is to me.
Oh, I love him. I think he's great.
Do you watch Hot Ones? It's like one of the best interview shows. It's a chicken wing shit where it's like hot sauces. You dab a little hot sauce.
Oh, yeah. I have watched some of that.
Yeah, he was on the second to last one because Batman had Colin Farrell on the last one because, you know, Batman's coming out and he's the Penguin.
Yeah.
Colin Farrell's cool. I mean, Dave Grohl just kicked those wings ass.
Yeah, I don't know. Dave Grohl is a fucking beast, dude. He was the devil.
Yeah.
And he's going to be the devil again. They're going to do...
Tenacious D, you talking there?
Yeah.
That movie's funny as hell.
I love that fucking movie. It's like the go-to.
Yeah.
Juicy.
I got it. You have it.
I have it, yeah.
Good job.
And my ex-wife has one of my copies, too.
Back up. I threw a movie away this morning. I bought it at Dollar Tree, I guess. Or Replays. It was under a dollar.
What was it?
It's called Towelhead.
Mm-mm.
A lot of molestation in it. That's what it's about. I'm like, I'm throwing this away.
Why was it Replays, dude?
It was written by the American Beauty guy. It had Aaron Eckhart in it.
I didn't care for that movie.
I love American Beauty.
I don't like it. I don't know that I've ever actually sat there and watched the whole damn thing.
I think it won the Oscar.
It's got that...
Over 6 cents.
Allie Lauder's in it, I think, or something?
No, it's... She's Mina Saverny or whatever.
Yeah.
And Big Titties.
Thor
Birch. And who was that guy that's been... Kevin Spacey.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he do some weird shit recently?
House of Cards.
Oh, he's a pedo, right?
Yeah.
House of Cards.
Yeah. No, he didn't die.
He should have, probably. We'll say he's dead.
He's good, man. I guess he's good.
Alec Baldwin.
See, man, he got off. Rittenhouse got off, which is cool.
Yeah, he shouldn't be a damn rock star, though. I don't like that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, now he's suing LeBron. Gonna sue LeBron.
Why not? He's suing The View, too.
Yeah, he's suing, what's her name?
Whoopi.
Whoopi Goldberg, specifically.
Yep.
Nice.
Whoopi!
Whoopi! You remember in Mortal Kombat where the
Whoopsie.
Dude was...
That's what I was going for there.
I always
Whoopsie.
Thought it was Whoopi.
Whoopi!
I'm like, what the fuck does Whoopi Goldberg have to do? I thought she was like a ghost character. That'd be cool if she was.
No, they just have like Predator and shit.
Man. Like pull her in. Betty White needs to be a ghost character now.
She just charms you to death.
Hell no, she got them fucking biscuit throwing. Like is like her
seeing a picture of Betty White is the equivalent of like seeing a puppy.
It is though. You can't look at a picture of Betty White and not smile. Have you ever done it and not?
No, I think I just had a blank expression. Oh yeah, Golden Girls lady. She's.
I'm talking about really yeah, look no, at the photo.
Like just old, you know, just yeah. old sweet lady. I didn't really.
Her grandma from Happy Gilmore, I liked her. She seems like a nice grandma.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah.
Same vibe though. Same vibe.
Yes. Get me out of here.
Hell, I thought they were the same person for the longest time, and then I can't even remember who corrected
That's
me.
That's actually a pretty good plug, is that chick. So she's like one of the main villains in the new Batman film.
Who?
What?
I'm just totally screwing up here.
Oh, okay, I was about to say, man, I had no
Keep
idea.
It on your toes. There's no woman villain. There's Catwoman, played by Lenny Kravitz's daughter, Zoe. It's pretty hot.
So I have watched a couple of pieces of the trailer, and y'all showed me like the initial trailer. I want to say right, like the OG. Yeah, that was a while back. It looks fantastic.
I haven't seen it for myself yet.
Batman versus Superman with Baflack.
Don't care for those.
Slept through it.
I didn't have no issue with it.
I'll have to, dude. I'd be so damn tired, dude.
Yeah, I'm not.
Because I'd be getting up. To be getting up for work at like 3:30 in the morning.
I was wondering.
That shit sucks. That's why I text y'all that shit. Yeah. Like, y'all
text you now.
Yeah, he texts me at night. I'm gonna text you 3:30 in the morning.
I got you, dude. I was like, does John work
8:30. 8:30, man.
Yeah, I'm going to be texting and like, having a good time.
What you thinking about?
But now, y'all, I mean, feel free, you know, to text. You just be expecting that reply at 3:30 in the morning because I'll text y'all and then I'll text my daughter.
Yeah, the group chat that we have is pretty solid.
I like it.
It's
I woke up to like 9.
You know, like a lot of group chats is like just the most annoying thing.
Yeah.
Ever. I look forward to our messages.
And I think that's the beauty of it. It's like not overdoing it. And like sometimes I'll write something out and be like, no.
Nah.
This is not worthy of such.
Y'all were having a good conversation last night, though.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
Yeah. We got to open to it.
I mean, I may, you know, there are things that I can do that I can, like, turn my phone to, like, notify me silently after 8:30. You know, we do have that technology now. Speaking of which, did you know that there are apps that you can get to where you can just touch your phone?
Oh, yeah. So I got off into, this is conspiratorial. This is a conspiracy show.
It's sort of, you know. Well, hell, we hadn't even started it.
Oh my gosh. Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan.
Oh, yeah.
This is an off the deep end.
What up?
And I got Big John, Burr, and Cub.
You can always tell when
no quote. Internet's too slow here.
Internet is slow as shit here. I thought there was supposed to be better internet coming.
You're going to have to move the belt, dude. Belt be bottom with the internet.
Thought y'all were getting fiber.
So I got my cousin.
All right, you got an insider.
Works at Frontier.
Insider info.
And Frontier is installing this stuff. And what's stupid is my boy D, he's in Liberty. If you know anything about Liberty.
Not familiar, but. Oh, well, I mean, I know where it is.
It's way smaller than here.
Oh, yeah.
They got fiber. And I was like, how can I get fiber at my house? We're on 17. That is one of the
major highways.
That's a major highway in the state of Alabama.
Yeah.
Don't have it here. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're about. When I was making a big deal about it 2-3 months ago, they were saying, weeks out. And now they're saying, like, maybe this year? Maybe? Funding? I don't know.
How is funding? where's all the money from the bills going, dude? I mean, everybody's paid. If you don't pay your bill on time,
Pakistani,
they will shut your shit down.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and so, like, that's the big deal with the fiber. Like, matter of fact, I think it'll be here for the festival. There's a big-ass roll of it, I think. Just...
Hey, I know somebody that knows how to terminate that shit. We can get this going. Oh.
Let's go.
Just need a bucket truck, I think.
I mean, like, with the rise of gas...
Yeah, I got
With the rise of gas prices, with the exception here, it's like, I would love to be able to, like... That's another thing about, like, doing this show is, like, you try to pull an article up or something, like, to prove your point, and you're like...
Yeah.
By the time you have it pulled up...
We've already moved on. It's gone.
I got to pull up articles.
Yeah. It's like, you got to screenshot everything. It's like, well, I don't know if that's going to come up. But,
maybe we'll get to talking about this and it never comes up. Man, I read this article the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
It was 30 pages.
That's why I missed my notebook.
See, I had a Cobb's notebook.
It was my fault.
All week. 2 weeks. Should I have that motherfucker 2 weeks?
Yeah. Could have fucked me up. I got every damn password ever.
Had every password this man had. Didn't even know it. Didn't even crack it open.
A son of a friend.
Knew it was Cobb's. Saw the pen. I thought about jacking that pen, though. I'm not gonna lie.
I tell y'all.
You can have it, dude. It'd be your
reward.
There are fewer things in life, in my opinion. I have two. I've got a black journal and I got a brown journal. Black journal is like my deepest
homoerotic.
No. No. That's funny. No, it's like the deepest bound of my soul, right? Like the
let your emotions out.
Yeah.
I'd have to burn that tank down every time I wrote in it.
And then, like, the brown one is more, like, songs and, like, day-to-day thing and, like, just, like, typical, like, journal shit,
just stuff.
Yeah, stuff that's happening. And I'll never forget, like, the sense of betrayal that I felt when I got home one night.
Oh, God, your brother was reading it?
No. No. I'm not going to say who. It wasn't my brother. I got home and a friend of mine... And a friend of hers was just, we were in a studio apartment, so when you walked in, there was the bed.
Yeah.
And, like, between them was the journal. And I was like, that hurts.
Did you like either of them?
Well, I mean, they were mentioned in the book.
Oh.
They were in the book.
And so it was kind of erotic.
No, it... Here we go. No, it's not. It's not like a sexuality thing, kind of. No, it's like the deep dive of thing, right?
Oh,
the deep thing.
Dude, I got a note I took.
Sometimes she leaves her underwear in the bathroom.
I was thinking about Seth Rogen last night.
It was like poetry shit.
Think about Seth Rogen last night, 40-year-old virgin. That part with Elizabeth Banks.
Oh my god.
40-year-old virgin's like, she bends over and, you know, shows her whale tail. That's a thong that's exposed out of the jeans. And Steve Carell's like, something wrong with her underwear. And Seth Rogen's like, yeah, they're not in my mouth.
That's fucking gross.
That's what you were doing the whole time, though.
Yeah. I got a note here in my notes on my note app. It's from over a year ago. I don't know why I already brought this up, but you remember the ice bucket challenge?
Yes.
That shit? You did it 5 times, didn't you?
No, I never did it.
But I always just thought the ice bucket challenge was a big FU to charities. Because like, it's like, oh, if I don't do this challenge, I'll have to give charity. So they all did the challenge. And just like, well, I guess I don't have to do... Most of them end up, you know, donating to charity anyway. But it's like, why didn't you just donate to charity?
Yeah, why didn't you fucking pour ice water on your head?
Yeah, I never get in those...
Can I ask you this? It's like...
Trends.
Let's say you bought a jersey. And your favorite player or your favorite team, like, betrayed you, so to speak, right? Did something you just couldn't agree. And so... You take your memorabilia, jersey,
burn it,
and burn it.
Who lost? You already bought it.
We were talking about that with the Carhartt thing.
You already
bought out.
You already bought it. And so, like, just move it right now. It's like, you have all these liquor stores in Canada and America.
Here.
Yeah, I said Canada, America.
K-Ivy banned vodka.
Yeah, here in Alabama. Exactly.
So you can't get the Russian vodka?
Pour the Russian vodka out. And I was like, we already bought it. You're pouring your own money out.
Yeah, should have sold it. Made that shit like a commodity and jacked the price up on it.
And shit, in a couple months, you might want to run it in your car for gas. Holy shit.
Gas is going to be up to over $5 a gallon.
I'm going to tell you this, John. What you don't know about all this is even though that gas prices have been raising for a year and a half, it had nothing to do with anything prior to Ukraine. Didn't have anything to do with going from being self-sufficient to now. Nothing to do with that. Just understand that, okay?
Yeah, no, it had nothing to do with any of that.
It's all because of, like, Ukraine-Russia. I mean, that's the big...
That's the big thing right now, yeah. It's World War III.
I understand that, okay? So, like, you have to...
It ain't World War III, they just realigned it.
It's
a great reset, dude.
Yeah, well...
Trust in your elites. Yeah. World Economic Forum.
Did y'all see Bill Gates fucking flip out?
Oh, bitch tits.
Yeah, I got what?
They'll talk about her handlers that way.
Yeah, Bill Gates, man, he fucking...
Catch me outside.
He fucking flipped out, dude.
I didn't see this.
Yeah, no, he got to watch... Look it up, Bill Gates flip out. When he gets a better internet.
Over what?
It's his ex-wife.
Okay, that's interesting.
Oh, yeah, he's going through a divorce, man.
Yeah, and no, she's saying that he is like...
Oh, yeah.
Fucking absolute evil. And he had a big time, crazy time with old friend of ours, Jeffy Epstein. Said,
you don't think he's, like, still alive?
I sometimes do.
And on another island?
I think he's still on that island. How many people's really gonna go check? It's fucking big.
Radowski went and checked. Yeah. I watched the video.
It's a big ass island.
It's not that big.
Not that big.
It's a big ass ocean beside it, though.
Independent journalism, dog. That's why Twitter's important. That's why.
Jimmy, let me take up this dead air right here.
Rumble. Yeah.
Until you find out, are you even close?
Yeah, I'm already there.
Oh, all right.
Said that, you know, they got their divorce last year, and it goes through to say that he is like. Said it gave her nightmares, as did the stuff that he did in Epstein's Island.
What source are you getting this from? You gotta do that.
Wall Street Journal.
Alright, there you go.
That's somewhat credible.
Well, I only go to them and anybody bashing death and doom. You know, that stuff.
Dark John.
Anybody bashing.
No more Big John. Dark John. Just Dark John. Dark John.
But yeah, she said,
John. Dark John shares the story of Delta 8. Dark John.
Dark John. Made me mad, dude. Delta 8 made me mad. But yeah, Bill Gates is apparently like this fucking real piece of shit, if you didn't already know that. And like, he has, you know, that big project you're always talking about? Climate change projects? Yeah. He just donated $1.5 billion.
Is that all?
Yeah, just $1.5
billion. It's a lot more than having a little Swedish girl yelling at you in the end of the day. It's about to become a whole lot more. A whole lot more than that.
How dare you?
Well, that just goes to show you, if you don't even have to look hard.
What
you can find if you just look. Because, like, this thing with the... See, you motherfuckers, y'all just left me hanging on this.
we're looking at before?
Oh, I mean, I believe everything.
I'm waiting on this fucking article to fucking...
Yeah, I was like, I thought you were doing good.
No, I'm waiting on this fucking... it won't load anymore because it wants me to sign up for the Wall Street fucking Journal.
Oh, well, you got to sign up for the Wall Street Journal. It gave you a little taste.
Yeah, no, it gave me half the fucking article.
Yeah, that's what they do.
That's what they do.
I thought it was going to keep loading. I'm sorry. I was sitting here waiting on the fucking rest of the half of the article to load, and I thought... I wasn't even paying attention that it's like, you gotta open up the blah, 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 because I don't want to go to the fucking CBS News right on the fucking top.
Like, so just for the...
Especially when you got your boy Gates.
The Porch Talk page on YouTube. On Facebook.
Yeah.
Is, like, I'll share articles or reviews of people that I like, right?
Yeah.
Without even opening them. And you know what they do? You didn't even open this article. Are you sure you want to share it?
Yeah. Yeah. No, and I just read it.
No. No, I didn't even open it.
Oh, you didn't even open it? You just want to share it?
No, it's followers, I guess.
Oh.
I'm trying to cancel it.
No, I missed the beginning of that. Sorry.
No. It's like... Just for example, is like there's a lot of big projects going on that from people who have been on the show.
Yeah.
And they're getting their first album out, so I've been sharing that.
Yeah.
And there'll be an article put out by like a local paper or whatever else, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll try to share that article, and there's like, you haven't even opened it. Are you sure you want to share it? And I was like, yeah.
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 Why not? There's nothing wrong with it. It's from a local paper.
I haven't looked at it, but yeah, I trust the source.
Yeah, I know who wrote it.
Yeah.
That's the best thing about it. If you, like, that's why I've got to get back on Twitter.
It's not Twitter, though. It's, that's the big thing, is that is literally where we are. It's like people read headlines. Like, journalism has been in this state for so long that it's clickbaity. It's... If you can write an interesting enough headline, people will click on it. And then, like, that's revenue. It's like, for every click. I mean, just take this show, since we monetized. Every person that listens.
Get an ad. I've listened to one.
Yeah. And I got paid for that.
Thanks.
And it's not much. Like, when we get to the size that we need to be, it's like, you will too.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And so, like, with the...
You're vulnerable to getting a lawsuit there.
Mm-hmm.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the radio station's still using my commercials. If they go to that place and that special's still not going on...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they can come at me if they really want to push it, you know. But it's a little old Columbus, Mississippi. Ain't nobody going to push it.
Yeah. All right, that's where you want to go.
That is one of the things that... All
right. Yeah, that's one of the things, man. Extra, extra. Read all about it. Come on. All right, I got a story for you. Come on. Via Blaze Media.
Come on, come on.
I got an article.
Come on.
Out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. Woman was charged with a gruesome murder after a mother discovered her severed head in a bucket in her basement. Police charged 24-year-old Taylor Shabusiness. I'm just going to say Taylor from here on out.
No, go with Shabusiness.
Shabusiness. That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, that's what we're going with.
Mutilating a corpse, intentional homicide, and sexual assault on Tuesday. The mother of the victim... Oh, I got to read more here, too. I've read this.
Okay.
So there we go. The mother of the victim, a 25-year-old man... called the police at about the witching hour of 3:25 a.m. on February 23rd after finding his severed head in a bucket in her basement. When police arrived, they found the severed head and dry blood on a mattress in the basement, according to criminal complaint. Upon learning that Shabusiness was the last person to see the man, they found her at her home. Police said she had blood on her clothing, and they discovered a crock pot with additional human body parts, including legs inside. Hell of a crock pot. After obtaining a warrant, police said they found additional body parts of the man at the first home, including a male organ, I'm guessing in a dick, in a bucket, and an upper torso in a storage tote. Police said that Shabusiness told them she and the man had smoked a little methamphetamine and began having sex with each other. But at some point, she went crazy, you think?
Was it the sex of meth?
Strangled the man with her bare hands. Shabusiness responded that the police were going to have fun trying to file the organs as she dismembered the body. Shabusiness stated all of the body parts. Stated that all the body parts should be in the basement. Shabusiness stated that there should be a foot or a leg in the minivan. The complaint allegedly that Shabusiness told police she intended to bring all the body parts with her, but that she got paranoid a little bit and a little lazy, saying it was likely the meth that made her feel that way. Police said she used a bread knife to mutilate the body. Said she asked detectives if they knew what it was like to love something so much that you had to kill it. Well, her bail was set about $2 million because of the violent nature and charges.
You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
$2 million?
$2 million.
Pocket change.
She loved him so much, she dismembered him.
Well, was it like a ritual thing? That's the only thing I can think.
No, it's a methamphetamine thing.
Okay, and that was what I was going to outline. So I'm going to tell the story. I'm going to leave the location unknown. If you know, you know. So
the more you know.
There is a cat in the city. And I want to preface this by telling y'all that with males, there are two types of crazy. There is a type that will just walk out the door, shoot the hell out of you, walk back inside like it never happened. That level, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a second. There's a, and I believe there's chemical imbalance in both, but this is a bigger chemical imbalance to where they're a bit more rational, but you have no idea what they're going to say. And you also don't, like, their behaviors are strange. Like, this one cat...
Almost like a Tourette's kind of situation.
He lives close to a Lowe's. And the Lowe's employees...
Shout out, Lowe's.
He'll go out and just steal, things out, set out. And then whoever the Lowe's employee is during that time, that walks back over and, unsteals it.
Yeah.
Props. And that's the kind of crazy. And so... Do you see the two kind of crazy I'm talking about here?
Yeah.
In male?
Oh, yeah.
And so, both, I would say, chemical imbalance. I believe, if you see your kid, they have a good time, kicking cats and, being mean to animals, that's probably a red flag.
Oh, yeah. You know, they say psychopaths and serial killers are, they start with, cats and dogs and animals and shit.
And wet beds. And start fires.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
White boy behavior.
I mean, I used to wet the bed. What they talking about here? I wet the bed up until last year.
What's going to push you over the edge?
I've been trying to figure it out for years. What it was going to take. You know? I love animals, though. So, that's one thing
For everyone listening, is what John just said is by his own admission. Is I'm gonna let him defend himself, but it seems to me that he has somewhat of a problem, and I want to do a land acknowledgement, and I want to give John the floor to reprimand himself for his sins. For not being able
shit.
To
trial.
Where are we going here?
For not being able to come to terms with what these bad thoughts has led them to.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
So, I mean, we got to dig into this. Is we, what do we know about serial killers? They all come from Wisconsin? Is that...
some of the most of them,
heavy hitters come from Wisconsin. I would say they all come from Wisconsin. California, you know, they do their thing.
So, and, like, number two is, like...
most populated.
None of them are Aries, though.
She went to serial killers. You talking about Jody? Aries, you talking about horoscope signs. What are you talking about?
Well, see, you know, they say that, you know, if you're born from a certain amount of time, you are a certain sign.
No, we go on astrology.
Devil work.
Yeah, devils. They, they say that they're all, if you want to get down with it, they're all like Sagittarius, I think, or however you say that.
That's how you say it.
Most of your, I'm going to say probably 95% of your serial killers are one of the signs, but none of them are Aries. Fun fact, the more you know.
Yeah. I got a serious question.
What does that go off of?
Huh?
What does that go off of?
Oh, just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I think you made that up. I think that's fake news.
No, I can't remember.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, your signs, your zodiac, all that is... That brings up a good point. I'll wrap this up real quick. Is, where does that come from? From stars and lunar.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, think you have deeper. The ages.
Thinking philosophical. You accept those ideas. Like, think Waterboy. Lamest ass joke. It was told while he invited Vicky Valancourt over to a barbecue with him and his mama, and they had grilled baby alligator, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she went on talking about astrology.
Yeah.
And then his mother made a statement. And then Adam Sandler's character, the Waterboy, made a phenomenal statement about the whole thing that was going on. Is... don't you think that by being extremely vague, they will completely avoid the truth about any statement?
Yeah.
And so, like, being wide and, like, not being, like, let's just say that with your Sagittarius is you, how long on it be like, okay, March 12th, da-da-da-da, oh, what it says... that I'll find love today. You know what? It goes back to what we were talking about on the previous episode. It's like, if you, let's just say I bought a white Camaro, I'm going to see a whole lot more white Camaros.
Do you want a white Camaro?
If you look for love.
He's almost got a mullet.
You'll find love. Don't call it a mullet. I'm transitioning into what they'll say, the Alabama Avalanche. I'm going to get it permed.
Yes.
It's going to be permed.
Yeah.
And I don't give a fuck.
We were talking, you did get a haircut because the pandemic is over.
Yes.
Yeah. Pandemic is over, you got a little haircut.
That's your own personal opinion?
Just wait till the elections come up.
Oh. How are you going to grow again? Are you going to shave or like shave?
Oh,
eyebrows and all? Dude. Cobb, you need to, like, if you shave, you shave your head, right?
Yeah.
Go eyebrows one time.
Go what?
Shave your eyebrows.
You ain't doing that. Fucking getting second. People looking at me like, what is this?
Nah, but back to what you were saying. No. Yeah, it was when all this shit started, I was like, I'm not getting a haircut till it's over.
I didn't think you were going to stick with it, dude, honestly.
I did.
I figured you were going back
and
out.
And then the Senate voted 48-47, it was over. Like, mass wise.
Yeah,
I was
COVID's like, over.
It's over. And then I listened to the State of the Union, it's over. COVID's over. Everyone's moved on to something else.
Yeah.
So we can begin to rebuild our lives.
Yeah. Because COVID's over.
Supposedly, according to you, is your personal opinion.
That is not a medical opinion. That is my personal opinion. It's not medical at all.
No, it's just...
But COVID's over.
Personal. Don't make it official.
But yeah, I trim my beard down. Cut my hair.
It's nice, trimmed up.
And like when I'm confirmed that I'm, like I was telling y'all, it's like I'm going to transition to mullet.
You got to. I mean, it's almost like if you got a really long beard, you got to go... You know, short beard, like goatee, or like.
I think you'd do Lemmy.
Yeah, you gotta do chops. Every time you trim the beard, you gotta at least rock chops and a stash for to, one day.
I've done that one
Lemmy
time.
Beard.
Is I shaved, like I had like a full beard.
Yeah.
I took it down like it is now, and I just like left, take all the side beard stuff off, like yeah. Sideburns and side beards, is I just left, like, going down off my mouth all the way down to where it didn't grow no more.
Yeah.
And then shaved the middle, like the soap patch and yeah. everything down. And I walked into a Family Dollar, and the cashier just had the absolute hardest time to take me seriously. She looked me in the eye and just started cracking up, and I was like, is it my face?
Is it my face?
And she just like just broke apart. She's like, why'd you get that in public like this? And I was like,
razor died.
I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to set the trend, you know.
Somebody's gotta start it.
Yeah. And I was like, I really wanna promote like trailer park redneck shit. And I'm just really into this. I'm just really into this look.
Should be the name of your first album, Trailer Park Redneck Shit.
Trailer Park Redneck
Shit. I wanted to name my first album as like a Raccoon Panda Alabama Trash.
Raccoon
Trash Panda.
Yeah, exactly.
It's probably somebody's Instagram handle.
So y'all might be on something, but like, that's the thing about it is like, it was, fuck it. It doesn't sound like anything else.
It's hard to come up with something original now, so everything original is going to sound weird as fuck. Because it's original.
No,
think it's... about it. Think about all the ideas. I mean, have sounded
what did you think
weird
about tonight?
As fuck.
How weird was that? It's like I just stepped up with a guy I never played with, and Kleber jumped in, and it's like we just...
Y'all played music. Y'all made music. And it was good. And the crowds, though, that fucking speaker stand, though, that is something to be talked about. That fucking, you know, little mini setup
yeah.
with the, like, stack on top and the subwoofer. Ooh. It sounds really good. It's super clear. I don't know how it'd sound for a large venue, though. That's my question with it, is like, could it fill a room up?
You know when you got it really made?
When is that?
When you really know you're good looking.
How's that?
And you can sell jar farts.
Oh, here we go.
Jarred farts. I saw, like, people are doing that shit, like porn stars.
Against the patriarchy.
Because they, you know, they took OnlyFans away. Or they didn't take it away, but they took away its purpose. So now you don't hear...
I thought they stopped that shit.
Are you telling me that...
Yeah, no, OnlyFans is no more.
There's one way to freelance. 90 Day Fiancé alumni Stephanie Maddow has been supplementing her income and her method in certain unique ways. Reality star is 31. Pretty hot, too. Went viral after she claimed in a Tuesday... Hey, this is via Us Magazine. Shout out to y'all. Went viral in Tuesday, December 14th, YouTube video that she made nearly 100,000 selling her farts in jars. Have you bought one of these?
So bright.
A fart in a jar? Fuck no.
Why? That comes with a rose petal.
I'll fucking you fart in a jar.
You simple.
And say it's Jen and that Jameson.
That's my sketch.
Shit. 99.9's old on.
That is my
Big
sketch.
Big John farts.
That's my sketch, dude.
Big John farts in a jar, man. Fuck it. Give me a dollar.
I'll tell you this.
Well, but she knew she... You know, after she made 100,000, I think the moment that I knew, like, wow, I really made it, was when Lance Bass from NSYNC commented on my jar farts via TikTok.
Well, it was good or bad, it didn't matter.
She said, P.S. Lance, if you like a jar for free, I'd love to send you one. So just let me know. Slide in my DMs.
Okay, let's just pick this thing apart. Let's just say you're the type of person that would buy a fart.
Yeah.
Is
sounds about like okay, that guy.
Mason jar with a rose, whatever else. Crack it open.
Dude, if I was just stupid rich, I'm like, I'll buy one of those.
I'll buy a fart.
Would you open it? Would it be like a pack of baseball cards
it.
At this point?
Fuck that.
The whole thing is ridiculous. It's like, I can just see this, like, you're like Indiana Jones.
That's why I can't have nothing.
Oh my lord.
I wouldn't open that. I'd be like, old girl's fart right there, dude.
Would you like encase it?
It was 2022.
I'd be like,
and I bought this fart off eBay. I haven't opened it. It's 2035. And would you believe the dankness of this? What if you were disappointed?
What if it just wouldn't pay
extra and get
like it has to be raunchy. Like, think about like the food schedule for this, right? It's like matter. I ate 2 weeks. No, back that up. A whole month of boiled eggs.
She went to the hospital for eating too many beans. She thought she was having a stroke or a heart attack or something.
Because she needed to make more? Like
the story enhances itself.
Beans, the magical fruit.
Last month, the TLC personality posted a TikTok video about the day.
She's on TLC too?
What?
What's she look like?
She's hot, dude.
She's bad.
Hold on, come closer.
She got her denim jacket out, showing a little side meat.
A little side meat, if you will.
All right. I love my wife.
She's selling farts in a jar, dude.
I love my wife.
Now the article slowed down.
Because it wants you to look
TLC
at
TLC personality.
Yeah, I want to do some, like, just like.
I guess the TLC personality is 90 Day Fiancé. I don't know how it works. That was main cable. You got a wife.
It didn't.
6.7 million views.
This is a great joke. This is actually like another
sketch. She drank protein shakes, hard boiled eggs.
Got her protein shake.
Yogurt and beans.
Shake a little bit of some protein.
She also explained that she added some flower petals to each jar because she believes they hold the scent well. I perfected my craft. What an artist. I kind of feel like I'm
on... Thank God for Lizzo.
I am the Einstein of fart jars at this point. Because I figured out the perfect formula. It's going to be... It's a bar fight in here. Oh, my God.
God damn.
Scary.
Get security.
The perfect formula. She's Einstein of fart jars. perfect formula for making the most in the least amount of time, but,
all right,
but also causing me the least amount of pain until I went to the fucking hospital. The tense gas backup. The monopoly of Jarts and Fars. It's pretty crazy.
Think about it, dude.
No, let him go.
If you can make...
Let him go.
Enough...
No. If you can make enough, once you've done made 100 G, what do you want? Is that a million? Got
some cheese off of it. Look, I'm tired. Look, I'm going to do this big speech now. It's about smashing the patriarchy, okay?
Smash
if I can get money online and fart in a jar and eat a whole lot of beans, boiled eggs, and just in a jar and sealed up, put a rose petal in there. I don't know what to do with myself.
Think about it.
Has capitalism totally failed? Yay or nay? I have to shit in these jars.
Oh, yeah. Let's get physical.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, like,
I took it too far.
Is it more value?
I'm not shitting in a jar. It's
pickle shits.
Pickle shits.
Is there more value in the pickle shit?
How much would it take for you to shit in that mason jar? Oh, my Lord.
And I want it to be mason and vacuum sealed, please.
www.infowars.com. Okay.
So is it more valuable the worse it smells?
Well, it's more value you just set it to the side. Well, so let it
steep. Like, let it marinate. It's like, this is a fart from 2020. Like, this fart hasn't been, it's never been smelled. This fart has been, like, compressed and in this jar. Look, you're buying a fart that's 13 years old. It's 2033, nuclear fallout. It's like a fine wine. You open up the jar and it's like, oh, I remember that time when we had boiled eggs. And... oh, it's gone.
Just think about it. If you go back in
like
time,
it's like tasting wine,
and
like
farting.
It's like
yogurt.
It's like a pinky out kind of experience.
Do you think farts from 2020 are more worth more than farts from 2021 or 2022?
Well, to be honest with you, I find it completely.
Well, people got more obese in 2020 from being sheltered up.
Exactly. So you're eating more food.
It's gonna be more ingredients.
More McDonald's.
And now there's more fast food. There's more people are working. There's more fast food. There's more bullshit. There's more liquid.
That's a good point, too. That could be more.
So are they less? Are they less valuable now?
It's more processy, which is more, I don't know. More
that's the conundrum there. Is it more valuable now than it was 2 years ago?
See, that's what makes her different from our farts and her farts, and she's probably got like a personal shelf or something.
Yeah, probably. That, well, she does work on TLC. Don't they have a cook? No, that's cooking.
Well, that's 90 Day Fiance. He said, I guess that may be a TLC show or reruns or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know that
I've ever seen it.
I've never seen it.
I may start watching it, though. She's pretty hot.
I'm not going to watch it.
Why not? Might be pretty good.
Man, it's going to take more than a hot
think
girl
about
for
it's,
me to,
it's worth...
I mean, it's plenty
it's
of
worth
hot
her selling her fucking
shows.
Farts. I mean, there's got to be something about it.
I was just,
I'm good, man. Some weird people out there. It's like,
think about it. If I
just think about like
farts,
feet fetishes.
Think about the person that's feet buying fetishes? The fart. Think about this motherfucker.
Oh, we're still there?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
We're breaking this shit down.
Yeah, because we done processed the fart.
Let me ask you this, is like, I already went there with like the Tindler Swindler and thinking about this, is like the only...
I tried to watch it, didn't like it.
I didn't watch it.
The only person that was capable of like pulling something like this off is like just a hot girl. And so like, let's just say like, we take a...
Think about my farts.
Let's get some of those Margot Robbie farts.
Yeah, it's like...
My dad farts. Your dad's farts.
And then... right. And, like, imagine...
It's a fucking South Park episode.
Imagine buying a fart. Right? It's like, there's a rose petal that is wilted by
what
the...
What does it do?
By the dankness. You want to give...
So do you chew on the rose petal afterwards?
The fuck? I don't know.
It holds the scent, John. I told you.
Like, get it in your mouth.
Little flavor saver.
It's like when the cat sprayed me the other night.
Okay, damn, it's South Park again.
Look, it's like putting a label on a jar, okay? Like, you put a rose petal in there, and like, let's just say, like, you bought a fart for $50. Like a
meth thing?
And, like, you receive a jar, and there's a rose petal in there. It's like,
oh, no.
Oh, my Lord. Like, this is just everything to me.
You said a meth thing. Are you circling back to business? Are you using some fart, canned farts?
Oh, you know how the little daisies are? They sell the, like, the little meth pipes with the roses in them.
Oh, yeah. Glass rose.
Yeah, glass rose. That's what they're called. That's right. Yeah.
So, I mean, like, just imagine, kids. Just imagine. Like, you're the guy that bought a fart. Yeah. Okay. Why, right. Why'd you buy it? Why? Just get
I told you the only scenario where I buy a jar fart is like, I'm stupid rich now and I'm bored. Yeah. I'm so rich.
I got a
water
bucks.
Slide in my house that goes to my outdoor pool that's endless. They're like, fuck, I'll buy one shit.
Yeah, fuck it. I put it on the shelf.
Hey, what's this? And a dude at my house or a girl just opens it. Don't open that! It's a canned fart from a TikToker.
It's like a damn
saving.
Indiana Jones kind of thing. Like, open up the tomb. It's like, don't do it. Look. Like, there's a sacred fart in a jar in this home. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's like, you're the kind of guy that buys, whether you just have stupid money, or you just have, like, a stupid crush, or, like, what's the difference? It's like, I want to smash this right now. It's like, I'm going to fart in a jar tonight, and I'm going to preserve it. And
I just want to see if it smells in the morning, really.
Bury it in your time capsule.
Think about it.
Oh, my God. Yes.
You gotta do one for beta testing, though.
Beta testing.
You gotta make sure it sails.
Like, it's year 3250. We just uncovered a jar inside. We don't know because we can't open it up.
Morty, that's a fart.
We opened it up and we were bombarded with the sense of the smell of 2022. And oh my Lord, can I tell you, he ate too many raw eggs. Raw eggs, boiled eggs, and tuna. It don't even exist here anymore. Like, we take our food in by vitamins.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's kind of thing. And just think about that. It's like, oh my God, how funny is that we're... And that's a sketch,
that's
right?
That's the world we're living
that's
in.
That's a sketch.
Yeah. Fuck.
We're there. We're there. We are in, like, Elon Musk. I'm not a typical huge fan of him right now. He's talking about, like, simulation theory. It's like, oh, I wish it was. And I wish it was actually better somewhere else. I would like to clock out and go, right?
Let him go.
How ridiculous is this? It's funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's hilarious.
But at the same time, it's like, good grief. People get a grip.
Yeah, like, what world is this? It's about the big thing, dude. Where are we living right now?
We made it, B.
We did.
Living the American dream, dude. All you doing is farting in jars, making 100,000 G's.
Off each jar?
Selling
bars.
But there is, you know, she went to the hospital.
No bar is like, if I go to fart in a jar and if I ever sell it, like, number one thing I'm going to bitch about is like how capitalism is a complete failure.
Maybe how cold the jar is on your asshole.
No, it's way bigger than that.
In my notebook.
Look, I'm just going to be completely upset. It's like capitalism. I fart in this jar in the sake of taking down the patriarchy and the capitalism.
Yes.
And this fart is worth $500.
I got one brewing right now. It'll be worth more than that. Taco Bell.
Dude, lucky for you, I have a lot of jars.
Yeah.
And so, Taco Bell fart? I mean,
I'm going to need a gallon jar, like a mason jar.
Wow.
What the fuck?
Probably a rose bush.
Okay. That's a whole
We're going to have to put $1,000 on that one.
Fart starters.
Okay. I just can't. It can't be $100,000 a jar. That's just...
She's made that much.
Okay, guess, total. Okay.
Get well soon.
Imagine being... Look, I want to get off this fucking subject because it's ridiculous, but how can you not keep making jokes about it? Imagine being the person, like, you know, my OnlyFans or whatever else is like, I got a good body, I got some rocking tits. I'm farting this jar and try to sell it.
Yeah,
and it works.
Yeah.
Up to the point to where he was talking about, like, what was the dollar amount? Like, I sold, like, my fart over and over again for $30,000. Like, dude, my fart, like, my shit does stink, in fact.
It does stink.
The fact that my shit stinks sells.
Yeah.
It's like the absolute opposite. And I can definitely see her, like, driving a Mercedes or an Audi. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What the fuck? This is weird, man.
CNN. To stop broadcasting in Russia.
That fixes it.
Yeah. Because everybody...
Right on, dude. Yeah.
Everybody's watching
the Twitter feed. Russia has now banned Twitter, Facebook, and the BBC.
So, in 2013...
Can I tell you just how stupid it is to ban...
You can't say Arnold Schwarzenegger on YouTube or you get risk getting flagged.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Monetized and possibly banned.
Never mind.
He's Ukrainian.
Sorry.
It's Australian, man.
Who would ever thought?
How did he get to the chopper?
I mean, he's like got his own accent to me always.
He hasn't been in the U.S. so long. He can't claim where he's from no more.
He's governor of California.
Yeah, I mean, he's governor. He's the governator. He is American. So in 2013, you know what was important? Y'all remember, well, they still make...
Personally or, like, nationally?
No, at worldwide.
What was important?
Doritos, Cool Ranch, tacos.
What year?
2013.
What was important? It was Auburn on the road to the national championship to lose to Florida State. That was what was up to me, man.
Cool Ranch. Doritos.
Cool Ranch Doritos tacos. Way ahead of the 2013.
The tacos, man.
Oh, that was 2013?
Yes, sir. That's what I was talking about. The tacos.
Shout out. I like the
they sucked.
Nacho one better.
They sucked. I don't know if y'all had one or if you remember 2013 that well.
I know the Cool Ranch one's like...
They sucked. They only stayed out for like 3 months because they sucked so bad. They couldn't get the mixture right. They were like super crumbly.
Well, I'm a hard taco guy anyway, but that shit's always going to break.
I don't dig them, dude. I don't dig the hard taco because I'm usually eating in my car.
Why'd you ask for 2013?
I did.
Oh, why'd you ask for just for your Cool Ranch?
I was just coming in with like some fun fact, you know, just to break it up a little bit. Yeah, because why not?
I think we should circle back around with charred farts. No, I'm done.
I'm going to piss on it.
Jar that shit up, man.
I want to piss.
Go if you want to go.
If it's a juicy fart, what is that worth?
Dude, just get that shit.
Short. If it's got sound. With the jar.
Sound effect.
Record
included.
It. Record it.
It's been another episode of Porch Talk.
Porch Talk.
Leroy Jenkins. Come to Porch Fest. With your dick out.
Dick's out for me. About 17, I went to school and
was a problem with me. I learned I was educationally doomed. I never turned in my assignments for doom. I said I'm sorry, miss, I forgot to do the teachers. Hey boy, what's wrong with you? A cause of trouble. I took the girl out to a movie one night. I bought her candy and a gigantic Sprite. I think her popcorn was as big as her head. But when I tried to kiss her, here's what she said. What was it that you think you're trying to do? And slap it. Damn, boy, what's wrong with you?
No!
Don't touch me.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.